Road safety. So we've got an email from Pat again. No news on the 20 mile an hour. That's always looking for helpers to put out the pop-up policemen. You know if anyone would be interested. They're trying to do another one of these driver safety meetings in Aberfeldy. Potentially November the 15th. They're going to be doing it at the fire station, I think. So he'll give us some more news about that.
I'll need to be outside the fire station then because I'll not get in.
Yeah. So we'll see. Let's see what the information is. Pat's obviously been speaking to Val about getting traffic slowed down at Tayside Crescent as well.
I asked him for a sign, that was ages ago, to see if we could put our slow down sign up at the corner. But that was months ago.
So just keep on him about that, Val.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a sign we need, Val. There's so much traffic there, you can't get in and out that corner anyway.
Oh, it's horrific.
You can move at that corner.
No. I just wait for the fire engine to come around and somebody's car goes with them while they're turning the corner. And there's nothing the fire engine's going to be able to do. Yeah. Because if it's my house, then the car needs to be smashed to get past it. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. I was noticing that other places in the town, they're parking at stupid places. Even going into Churchill Court, there was one right on the corner. I was like, why are people being sublimely stupid? You know, it's just beyond me. Beyond me.
He's got a few other things on this list as well. I'll circulate this to people so people can read it if they want to. Anything else about road safety?
Well, I was going to ask, are we any further forward for dates or anything for this Ballinluig Bridge malarkey?
So we don't have any dates, but they're talking about something. They're looking to repair or maintain the bridge over the A9 at Ballinluig, which seems a bit odd to me when it's only 12 or 15 years old. That kind of escapes me why that should be necessary. But they're talking about putting traffic control on it from the middle of October, maybe for 10 or 11 weeks. So it's a significant thing.
They're not just finished doing that, Victor, replacing all the barriers and everything on it just in the last couple of months.
I know.
Well, apparently they're going to be doing something else.
All right.
They maybe found some faults when they were doing that work.
Mm. I think I saw that one of the holdups was going to be something like 24 minutes.
Yeah, I didn't see that, but it could become a real irritation.
Mm. Maybe worthwhile going all the way up to Pitlochry and then turning and coming all the way back down again if it's quicker. Turning off at East Hawk, you know, towards East Hawk. Mm-hmm. Turn there.
Or going right down at the Jubilee Bridge, going right down and coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so certainly an option.
I guess people in Aberfeldy might be able to work out ways around it. But it could be a right irritation for people. The more I think about it, the more I ask, you know, why is a bridge that's only 15 years old needing to be maintained? It doesn't say much for people. Anything else about road safety?